Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, November 16th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, get back, sit back and get ready. Not get back, but we want you here because Rock the Flock is a different kind of show. It is for Christian independent artists. It's to be able to play their music, to listen to their testimonies, but most of all, to be able to open up the Word of God, because if we don't have that, we don't have a show. This week, I am really blessed, man. I've got three young men, two in Texas right now, one in Virginia, which is technology is just awesome. Aiden, Blake, and Caleb from the group Testify. Welcome to Rock the Flock.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having us over.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. We've had this on the books. And as I tell my guest every week, God has called you for this show. So no matter how long we've had to wait, if it's been months, a week, you're here for a purpose. And yes, we're going to get into your awesome music. But before we do that, when we come back, we're going to find out who you guys are. Then after that, we're going to jump into the Bible, because I'm sure one of you has a Bible verse, if not all three of you have a verse. Then we'll jump into your music. All right, so when we come back, we're going to get the shovel out, and we're going to dig a little bit into Aiden, we're going to dig a little bit into Blake, and we're going to dig a little bit into Caleb and see what God's been doing in their life. So we'll come right back with Testify right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining us this week from Dallas, Texas, and somewhere up in Virginia, the group Testify. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you, because I tell every guest every week, this part of the show, you have to look at it this way. Okay, you're at the door of the Rock the Flock house. You've knocked on the door. We've opened it. It's full in here. And everybody's eyes are on you. They want to know who's at the front door of the house. Who is Testify?
Well, we are a worship band that is based in Dallas, Texas, even though I'm currently in Virginia, but we'll get back to that in a second. But we formed a couple of years back just with a passion to give a voice to others, for them to like speak to their Father and to worship Him. And really, we just formed based on the verse Acts 20:24, which says, "But I do not account my life of any value or precious to myself, if only I may finish the course and ministry that I've received from the Lord, which is to testify the gospel of the grace of God." And that word testify kind of jumped out to all of us and was like, this is something that we need to devote our lives to. And that verse became like the very thing that drove us and just drove all the music that we created, and just really is who we are. And we exist to bring glory to God and to share the gospel of His grace.
Amen. Well, all right. Now that we know who the group is, I really don't know how to do this, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings if I say who goes first, second, and I don't want to say last. I guess I'll call it third. But who would like to go first?
I guess I can kick us off.
Okay. Well, who is Aiden Abrams?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, a child of God, but also, I mean, I guess some things I do are a lot of music, and I make music. I'm a worship leader. I'm a songwriter. And I was born in Dallas, Texas, and lived there my whole life until the beginning of this year when I moved off to college in Lynchburg, Virginia at Liberty University, which has been a really great season of life. I've had the opportunity to join our school worship team, which is a very selective group here, but just we have the opportunity to lead our student body at weekly services, Convocation, which is the largest Christian gathering of students around the world, and then Campus Community, which is just a really cool opportunity where everyone on campus comes into one room and just is there to worship Jesus and to hear from him. And I've been doing music and stuff like that for a long time, but this is just like such a special opportunity and such a special season of life that I have to be a part of, and just leading these people in worship through song. I guess to give a little bit more context on who I am, how I started getting into music, I guess my parents kind of forced me into piano lessons when I was really young, but I wasn't really a big fan of it at first. And then I quit that. They put me into choir. I wasn't a big fan of that either. Then eventually, I guess they believed in me and gave me a solo part. And then I guess that's really how it all started, how I got to the point where I am today, just people believing in me and just giving me opportunities. And it's been really cool to see God work through people just speaking into me. And I mean, that's what's led me to where I am today.
Amen. Well, that's Aiden Abrams from his, I guess, dorm room, correct?
Yes.
That's too cool, man.
That's correct.
In Lynchburg, Virginia. So now we're going to flip over and we're going to go half a country to the west to Dallas, Texas. Who's up next?
Caleb, you want to take it and I'll close this out?
Yeah, dude. I'll take it.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Now I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Well, now, Caleb King from Testify.
Yeah, so, I grew up in the church. My dad played bass at a church called Lake Point in Rockwall, Texas. He played there for about 30 years. And so I really grew up just around a lot of music. Grew up, my mom is in a Southern gospel band, and so I would go to, we call them sing-ins here, because I'm a little Southern, and so we would go to sing-ins, and I just really grew up around that, and so I got saved when I was 6 years old during a communion service, and that really, like, that I think that started my passion for music after that, just because it was during a worship service, I remember. And I remember just listening to the worship music and the worship band and just thinking, like, wow, like I really want to do this one day. And I just thought it was so cool. But anyways, so I started playing drums when I was around six too. And so I started playing, and then in about 2021, I think it was, is when my uncle passed away. And he was a big influence on my life, in my life musically, because he also played the bass like my dad. And I think that's when I kind of was like, I just want to do worship music, and I just want to glorify the Lord with my gift, like my uncle did. And so that's really what got me started in playing worship music and playing at church, which led to me meeting these guys here. We met at Prestonwood Baptist Church, and then yeah, that got me into music. But yeah, that music is a big part of my life. I used to play sports, but I think music is like my main thing now. But yeah, I'm a child of God, saved by His amazing grace, and yeah, I just can't wait to see what He has in store for me and the guys here. So,
well, amen. Yeah. The official noisemaker of Testify.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I love it because I appreciate the bio you sent me. And Caleb, you got it made, because next to Aiden, it's got vocals, guitars. Blake has keys and bass. And Caleb, you got one job, man. That's awesome. Yeah. You got the drums.
I got it all to myself.
Well, all right. Well, that leaves us with Mr. Blake Dunham.
Totally. Well, my name is Blake, as you just heard. I am a senior at Prestonwood Christian, over in Plano. It's a mission of our church, which is Prestonwood Baptist. And I've been there really my whole life at that church and that school. So I would say a little cloistered, but also not so much, because we do a lot of mission trips. But I was saved at Prestonwood Baptist when I was 6 years old, in a church service. And I remember the altar call, feeling very, very nervous to stand up and to go. And I was on the third floor, so I had to travel all the way from there to the ground floor. And so, of course, everyone could see me. Super nervous time. But I think something about accepting Christ so young is that it's very special, because in our lives, we build up these kind of aversions to God. We may start to hate God for things that have happened in our lives, which are a product of sin. But really, like, seeing God at that young age for the purity of His grace and what He's done for us, I think is such a special thing. And ever since then, I've seen Him working in my life through various events. And even like even in the mundane things, I was baptized like many years later in 2021, after a long time of just the Lord prompting in my life, like, hey, this is the next step you need to take. And then eventually taking that step. Musically, I started taking piano lessons in third grade after I played the Star Wars theme for my grandma's friend. So just some weird working of the spirit. I'm like, how did this end up in this way? And then I stopped piano lessons in eighth grade, and Aiden knew that I had taken piano lessons, and he was like, hey, we don't have a piano player for our student ministry. Hey, Blake, you want to play piano? And so I just started playing that, almost threw up my first time playing on a Sunday morning. It was terrible, but
what a friend, huh?
Yes, what a friend. And to brag on Aiden a little bit, I think this is something he does great, is he sees the potential in people. Mm-hmm. Like, he saw that in Caleb and I. He literally kickstarted this whole thing. Yeah. Texted Caleb and I, and he's like, hey, you want to start a band? Okay. But I think seeing the inner workings of the Spirit in our lives is something that's very important. And a verse to go along with that, which is a very practical verse because I'm a practical guy, is 1 Chronicles 28:10, which basically says the Lord has given us the task to build His temple, and so go out and do it. Just simple as that. Like, the Christian life is very simple. We literally just have to pursue proximity to the Lord and proximity to others. Yeah.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, that's Aiden Abrams, Blake Dunham, and Caleb King from the group Testify. We'll be right back with the guys right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, if you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or once again, you're on your favorite podcast and you run across this podcast called Rock the Flock, you can't get away from it. Again, I'm sorry, I can't apologize. This week, making the show even better, making the podcast even better, the group Testify. The last segment, we've got to go into each one of them and hear a little bit about what God has done in their life. And now we get to the part of the show where We're going to open the Bible, and usually we get one verse every week. But this week, I feel God is, he's really moving, because we're going to have three verses this week. So, Blake, I believe you got the short straw to start off one. So, you lead us off, man.
All right. Well, something that I've certainly been dwelling on, that the Spirit's been putting on my heart, is the book of Ephesians. We've been doing a Bible study in Ephesians for our school. And the idea that keeps coming up is the idea of the unity of the body of Christ, where it says there's neither Jew nor Gentile, but all are under Christ. And I think that's something very important to think about, especially when we consider Christian music. And I feel this evident in my own life, and this is certainly a way that the Holy Spirit has kind of prompted me to closeness with him and others, is listening to Christian music, listening to music that points to Christ, that points to the love of his Spirit and of his goodness, and the idea of how that like puts us closer to other Christians. And I've even seen that in mission trips like around the world. And the only thing that I have in common with another person is the fact that we both love Jesus Christ. Like, we don't have language in common. We don't have culture in common, anything else but the love of Jesus Christ. And the fact that we can have the same songs that point to the unity of that body is just such an amazing thing. It also highlights the difference that we have in our gifts. And I think that's just a really important aspect of listening to Christian music, the consumption of media, which points to Christ.
Amen. All right, next verse.
I think something to kind of go along with what Blake was saying is just, it's a verse from the Old Testament, but I feel like it could kind of be applied to just the idea of the gospel and the idea of the love of God. Is it's in 2 Samuel, and it's just, it's, his name is Mephibosheth, and he is disabled. He's the disabled son or grandson of Jonathan, and David shows kindness to him, and his response is that, like, who am I that you should show this, like, this grace to me, and who am I that you should show this love to me? Because he, in his culture, he was disabled. Like, he basically meant nothing at all to anyone, like, in his culture. Mm-hmm. And like, that just kind of relates to the way that in our sin, we have done nothing to deserve the grace that God has, like, given to us. And just, he has such an immense love that even in our situation, just like David saw him in his situation, that, and reached out to him in love, just that, like, it's honestly such, like, a blessing that we don't have to do anything to deserve his love. And it just kind of changes the game. And it's like, God has such a great love for us that while we were still sinners, he sent his son to die for us. And there's nothing we did to deserve that. We didn't have to work up to that. We were like the beggar on the street, just in need of so much. And then he did it all for us, and we didn't do anything in return for him.
Amen.
It's good.
All right, Caleb.
So the verse that I've been really, like, meditating on, I guess, for these past couple of months, there's been a lot of chaos and trouble in the world, and a lot of fear and anxiety. And in my personal life, there's been a lot of anxiety. And I think what the Lord has been teaching me is to bring him everything, not just the good parts of me, but the bad, my struggles, my fears, my worries. And so the verse I have is Philippians 4:6-7. It's, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I've really been learning to just like be in prayer more and talking to God about things that, you know, you wouldn't think you would talk to God about, you know, just anything you're thinking about or dealing with in life. But I feel like the peace of God is something that it's not like if you do this, it'll be just instantly given to you. It's like you have to keep striving for it and seeking for it. It's there, but it's a journey to you'll have peace, but it's a journey and you learn things along the way in that journey that about peace and about God. And there's another verse. I think it's in Psalms. It says something like seek peace and pursue it. So I think that is a really good verse to hold on to. And just knowing that God is peace and his peace never runs out. It's everlasting. His love endures forever. And that he loves us so much and he wants us to live in that peace through Jesus. And ultimately, Jesus is our peace, knowing that he is a savior, and his peace is just, it surpasses understanding. Mm-hmm. I think in later in Philippians, it says and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will be with you. So, that's my verse.
Well, amen. Well, thank all of you, because right now, I just want to say, Avengers assemble. I see why God has put the three of you together. Let's go, man. Well, we've been pretty serious so far on this show. We've laughed a little bit because you have to have a little fun because God's given us a sense of humor. So when we come back, we've learned about each one of you, and this is Aiden, Blake, and Caleb from the group Testify. Man, that was a blessing, each one of you, the verse you shared and why, and not just why, but I kind of felt why it meant so much to each one of you. And I know it's going to mean something to someone who's listening. So thank you. God bless each one of you. Now's the fun part of the show. When we come back, we're going to talk about your music. So we'll be right back with Testify right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me, the group Testify. That's Aiden, Blake, and Caleb. We have Aiden in Virginia and Blake and Caleb in the north center part of Texas. We'll just call it Dallas. It's close enough where both of them are. The Dallas, Fort Worth, that whole area is just it's unreal, those two big cities together and what's all around them, what's included in that. So let's have a little fun now. All right, Aiden, you are the lead vocal, correct?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever gotten on stage and forgotten the lyrics?
Yes, I have. There's been a lot of times I've done that. I think one notable one was this past year, I guess, at our Christmas show. We had expected to set up with like the screens in the back and all that stuff for lyrics, and that went down like the day of and we weren't able to get it. So I did not do my part in memorizing the lyrics. So there are some parts where I struggled.
Well, Blake, Caleb, what did you do when this happened? Did you pick him up or did you just let him fall down on stage?
Blake, do you remember what we did?
Well, we didn't have a whole MD set up for, I mean, really most of our, we do like worship nights. So we've done Christmas worship nights and other worship nights. And we've never really had an MD mic for most of those. So usually it's just kind of let the baby swim.
Yeah, we only had we had stage monitors, but we had no way to like say anything to Aiden.
Okay.
So
he's kind of hung out. He was on an island by himself.
Yes, pretty much.
I think we made it through pretty well.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Well, Aiden, what is your favorite song to sing / perform on stage?
I think right now, it would probably be the song Center by Bethel, and I guess specifically like the David Funk version, but like that song and just like the message, yes, and like the melody and everything about it. It's just such like a special song, and I think I've only had the chance to lead it once, but it was just such a special song, and it's just such a great song to lead.
All right, Blake, your favorite song to sing or perform?
I really love Made for More. We have done it a lot of at our church, really, like every week, but it's just such a big song, and like the lyrics that we're literally made for more is just so applicable to our own lives, and I think we forget that a lot. Man, I just love that song, though.
Caleb, what song makes you just want to beat the stuffings out of the drum?
Oh, man. Right now, probably I Know a Name by Elevation Worship. Just very powerful song, and it just like it gets you going, you know? Spirit flows, and so you're just... You just got to hit the drums hard, you know, during that. So,
have you ever busted one?
I have actually, but not while I was playing like on stage. I actually just in the practice room, I busted a drum head, but it takes a lot. It takes a lot of hitting and a lot of time.
Aiden, Blake, have you ever busted a string while playing?
I have not, luckily.
Okay.
I think I'm very like adamant about changing my strings. So luckily that has happened to me, but
so no funky twangs come at a Testify show.
No, I've definitely, I guess similar, but one time something with my guitar happened. I was playing electric, and just we were playing outside, and something was messed up with my guitar because it's Texas heat. That's not the best situation for an electric guitar, but something messed up, and it was like slightly out of tune, and there's really nothing I could do at that point. But I guess that's like the closest thing to me of that.
Blake, we'll pick on you now. Have you ever played the wrong note on the keyboard?
Very often, especially on keyboard. I mean, those wrong notes are everywhere. There's too many of them to not hit a wrong note. But in terms of embarrassing moments, I can say this. I have three allergies, that being peanuts, shrimp, and tracks. Tracks... I just have a love-hate relationship with them. Sometimes I do great, sometimes I don't. And typically in the past, things have gone very wrong in terms of, if you don't know what a track is, that's kind of what does the whole click. And it's like the 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you have like, this is what keeps the band in time. And usually I just cannot recover from some of those situations. And well, thankfully the Lord has sanctified my tracks work. But that is my weakness. That's my kryptonite.
Well, all right, guys. I believe Bob sent me a song that we were going to play. I tried to look, but I'm not I try not to multitask too much. So I try not to do two things at one time. I try to be really good at the one thing I'm doing. And I was looking back on my email and I couldn't find it. So we may have to revisit that here in a minute. Well, all right. So we did have a little fun. We all got to laugh at each other, got to bring some stories up, some onstage stories. And again, I just want to say, man, you guys are a true blessing. I can see it in each one of you, how God has touched you, how he has moved you. And I can see why he brought you together. Because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And it also says if two or more are gathered, and there are three of you going to battle. So, man, God bless you for that. Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back. We've got one more segment with Aiden, Blake, and Caleb from the group Testify right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us this week, because we have been, again, blessed with not one guest, not two guests. And you'll be proud of me, because I can count past two. We have three guests on the show this week, and they're from different cities. Two from the Dallas, Texas area, and then we want to go east to Virginia, and Aiden just takes off from his buddies and goes half across the country. But thank the Lord for technology that we can do this, that we can bring all three of you together, because all three of you have blessed the show. Well, guys, I told you we're doing this in reverse. Usually out of the last segment, we go right into a song. And it's my fault. I couldn't find it. But now it's been found. So, Burn for You. What inspired, what's behind it? What kind of inspired the song Burn for You?
I think one of the big things that brought about this song was just an idea, not an idea, really just, I was down on my guitar. I was kind of, I guess for context, something that I do a lot is just kind of taking time away to just sit and have time to talk to God with, through using music. Mm-hmm. And this song came out of one of those times, specifically the bridge. And it was just, set me afire, set me ablaze, I want to burn for you. And that just kind of became something that I repeated over and over again and kind of became a prayer of mine during that time and throughout like a couple years. So eventually we flesh out the song. I mean, added all the verses, the chorus and all of that stuff. And really, it's been just great to see how God has used that prayer in my life and how it's impacted both Blake and Caleb too, and just people around us as well.
Yeah, because if we could be what I call being infectious for the Lord and mm-hmm. being really contagious and being able to share that, where that person next to us will, and it sounds kind of funny when you say it, burn for them, but to be on fire for the Lord and not just be a content Christian. I don't think we're called to be content Christians. I believe we're to follow in the steps of Christ and I don't think there were very many content bones in his body.
No.
Mm-hmm. What part of, we'll go to Blake. Blake, what part of the song inspires you?
I love the metaphor that the whole song is really focused around. And this perfectly ties into the idea of the content Christian and how that's not really a good thing to be a content Christian. Mm-hmm. The metaphor of the fire being really our lives with the Lord and how you have to continue to kindle that fire. You have to continue to put in the work to make that fire grow and to make sure it doesn't die out. And I think that also perfectly ties in to John when it talks about, like, the, Jesus says, abide in me. Like, I'm the branch and you are the vine, or I'm the vine, you're the branch. Or I'm the branch, you're the vine. Sorry, I'm confused. But the idea of being connected to the Lord and being connected to that vine and not being a branch that is cut off, but being close to him and kindling that fire, that only comes with proximity to God. That only comes with proximity to Jesus and proximity to his word, proximity to his people. And so staying close to him, I think that this whole song perfectly identifies that, number one, but also explains this is how we continue in our lives, is the kindling of the fire.
Amen. See, I thought we were going to be talking about how upset Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were going to be about you writing a song, because they think, man, we're the ones that really burned for you, Lord. No, it's really cool, because that is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and it ties into to all of this, you know, just to have that fire. Caleb, what is it, what part of the song sticks out to you?
Well, a lot. Like, I resonate a lot with what Blake said, and how that's also like a surrender. Like, like, use me, Lord. You know, here I am. I'm on the altar. You know, use me in the ways you want to use me. And that really resonates with me in like full surrenderance, and like, Lord, how can you use me today? You know, like, I'm here, like, I'm your servant, but where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And especially with music too, what music do you want me to play? Do you want me to play here? Just the little things too. But, yeah, that really resonates with me.
Hey man, before we tell everybody how they can connect with you guys, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this show, Lord. Thank you for all the artists. Lord, I ask you to continually bless them. Lord, for these young men today, the group Testify, Blake, Caleb, and Aiden. Lord, I ask you to wrap your arms around them, to put a hedge of protection around them, to send angels to walk with them, and that God, that you will open up the doors for them, and bless in each and every one of their steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, guys. How can people, now that we've learned so much about you, we did, we got the shovel out, and we dug deep. We really did. We found out what makes you tick, and that's cool because it's Jesus. How can people connect with you?
Okay, so I guess there's a lot of ways. First is our song that we just talked about, Burn For You, is out everywhere you listen to music. So, I mean, to name a few, like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all of those places. And our band name is Testify, but there's no vowels, so it's just T-S-T-F-Y. And then you can find us on social media. We're on Facebook as Testify, again with no vowels, and then Instagram as Testify Music. And then you can also find us online and some more links just to like learn more about us at testifymusic.com, which is T-S-T-F-Y music.com. So those are some ways. If you go to that website, you can also find links to listen to our music and just see. It's, if you can't, like, it's just an easier way to connect with us. All the links are on there that you would need.
Awesome. And you said you have a second song coming soon.
Yes. We haven't technically announced it yet, but I guess we can make a special exception.
Or if you want to keep it a secret, we can just say coming soon.
I guess, yeah. Be on the lookout on those social media platforms. We'll be putting some stuff out soon. So stay tuned.
You've done your first radio teaser right there.
Yes.
Well, all right. When do you have any shows lined up to play? I know it's got to be hard now that Aiden, you are in Virginia, they're in Texas. Do you have any plans coming home for Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe doing something?
So we're in the process. We haven't got dates finalized or anything yet, but we're planning a Christmas show to happen sometime in the week before Christmas. Just kind of a cool thing, just family, friends, whoever wants to come, just to have fun, listen to some Christmas music, and then also, I mean, to spend some time in worship and just reflecting on what Christmas is and just what God has done for us through sending his son to earth. So that we'll figure out all the details and put that on social media too. So Amen. If you're within the Dallas area, feel free to come to that if you see the details on that.
Well, all right. Since we got to give everybody the opportunity as we close the show right here, any final thoughts, Aiden?
I can't think of anything in specific. I mean, it's been so great just to share the heart of this band and just to get to see just what God's been able to do through this music.
Blake, any final thoughts?
I would say be encouraged, especially with the ministry that Mr. Wyckoff is doing, with this whole radio show and all, really what you see all over the world, when you see other Christians, other people that are followers of Christ doing a work for his kingdom, be encouraged in that. And I pray that that would invigorate a hope in you from the Holy Spirit that you would keep and that would last throughout your days.
Amen. Thank you. Caleb?
Jesus loves you and he sees you. His peace is there. Just all you have to do is call upon his name. And never let anyone tell you you're too young to serve others and serve the Lord. And
And I'll add, or too old to serve.
Or too old as well, yeah.
Because God has purpose in everyone. That's why we all woke up today. We didn't wake up to go to a job, to school, to go to the coffee shop, to go grocery shopping. We woke up today because God still has purpose in our life.
Amen.
Well, guys, it's been great. That's Aiden, Blake, and Caleb from Testify right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.